Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are called fully steady to higher on continued good demand for the animals despite huge slaughter rates throughout the month. Terminals are called steady to higher with top prices from $43 to $48. Peoria called firm to $1 higher today with a top price of $43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, April 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 19,672. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $56 to $74. The weighted average was $68.77, a gain of $1.18 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.64 to $60.11. The weighted average was $55.48. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 21,265. The base price range was $56.50 to $77. The weighted average was $71.95, a gain of $1.31 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.73 to $59.50, and the weighted average was $56.95.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Temperatures have already started to drop across the upper Midwest. A little bit of snow falling even in through as far south as north central Illinois right now. Just a little bit of snow, not looking for accumulation, but it is a sign that this week is getting off to a very cold start, and cold temperatures are expected tonight and again tomorrow night, and that may burn back some of the new growth of winter wheat and corn crop across the area. Light freezes will occur from northeastern Missouri through northern Indiana, northern Ohio, with pockets of below freezing temperatures occurring in through central Missouri to central Illinois and Indiana and even into central Ohio. Permanent damage to crops not expected, but again, this is not what we wanted. We wanted to see warmer conditions, and we wanted to see dry. And unfortunately, the precipitation expectations for the next week to 10 days look to be bringing more pockets of heavy rain. Now, there has been a shift in where the heaviest rain is expected from areas around the Boot Heel of Missouri in through the Ohio River Valley. Well, right now, over the next week, we're expecting maybe up to an inch of rain in some localized areas there. Heaviest rain is expected from far northeastern Illinois, across northern Indiana, and in through northern Ohio, with the highest expectations right in north central Ohio. And over the next 5 days, they could possibly pick up some local areas, 3 inches, otherwise around two to two and a half inches of rain there. Further to the west, in the western portion of South Dakota, they could see maybe up to 4 inches of rain in some areas. So a very wet pattern and very cool to start the week. So again, not going to do much for making any progress on the delayed in getting crops in the ground across a good portion of the corn soybean belt. But warming will begin in the middle and latter parts of this week, and field work should accelerate in the lower portion of the Midwest away from the heaviest rainfall. For the Delta in the southeast, rain fell through the Delta and much of the southeastern states over the weekend, amounts of 1 to 3 inches from the Delta through central Alabama and through northwestern Georgia. Rainfall amounts in northern and southern fringes of the Delta, and most of the remainder of the southeast were anywhere from a quarter to two-thirds of an inch up to an inch and a third in some portions of south central Virginia. The forecast does call for periods of little significant rain and good planting progress, followed by a few days of widespread rain and interruptions to field work. This seasonal weather pattern should allow for planting to occur at a near normal pace, storm system for Sunday into early next week will cause the most significant delays, but warmer conditions are expected by the middle of next week, and that should allow for a relatively quick return to field work in those areas. In Brazil and Argentina, rain will become more widespread and heavy in far southern portions of Brazil today and tomorrow. Local amounts could reach up to 5 inches or more. Precipitation will diminish greatly as you reach center-south Brazil, but rain Wednesday will be common in central and northern areas. And again, some local areas could pick up another inch and a half of rain. A shift in rainfall bias back to the south will occur late this week before breaking up and scattering light amounts across the nation during the weekend and early next week. There is expectation of some wet, cool conditions across the southern portion of Brazil, where some flooding is expected into the first part of next week. And quickly in Argentina, they picked up about 70% of their grain and oilseed country did pick up precipitation over the weekend. Temperatures will be quite cool for the next few days, with highs in the 50s and 60s dominating much of the nation, a few 70s in the north. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 8.55 unchanged, last trade up 7 and 3 quarters. July, 8.54 up 2 and a half, last trade up 12 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, May wheat open at 8.05 and a half, up 5, last trade up 11 and a half. July, 8.18 and a half, up 3, last trade up 13 and a quarter. May corn open at 5.85 and a quarter, up 8, last trade up 15 and a quarter. July, 5.99 and a half, up 8 and 3 quarters, last trade up 15. December, 6.17 and a half, up 10 and 3 quarters, last trade up 15 and 3 quarters. May beans open at 13.30 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters, last trade up 14 and 3 quarters. July, 13.42 and a half, up 5 and a half, last trade up 14 and 3 quarters. November, 12.27, up 5, last trade up 11. July soybean meal open at $3.45.60, up 60, last trade up $4. July soybean oil open at $59.65 unchanged, last trade up 75. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, based on your sources, what can you tell us about how the planter's miner rolled over the weekend and what it might imply for NAS numbers this afternoon?
It's going to be interesting this afternoon because I'm not even sure how to peg Indiana, for instance. You've got areas that are going to be half to some areas, probably three-fourths done over here in Indiana, but you get down southern Indiana, northern Indiana, I don't think they move nearly that quickly, so I'll be surprised if Indiana comes in anywhere it's over 20%. They could be at 15 on the report this afternoon. Ohio's going to be somewhat similar in that type of progress, but this cold, wet weather is just allowing some progress to take place in the east. The west is still unable to get going. We're going to be significantly behind, and then we're going to be significantly behind as we get to the May 10 time period, which everybody's going to look for because the extended forecast doesn't allow us to plant.
You think a goose egg in either Minnesota or Iowa today?
Nah, you won't have a goose egg because western Iowa was running, Dave. So you're going to see that northwest corner actually have made some fairly decent progress. So the state won't be a goose egg as a whole. Minnesota could end up being only 3 or 4%. But I think there'll be other areas that they were doing some activity. Overall, though, it's going to be a bullish tone to this market. We're back within a dime of the contract highs on Dease corn. I think you probably have a very fiery market today. I think you could be 20, 25 higher on corn today.
Turn your attention to the beans, and will it be led by the oil today?
Well, maybe to some extent, because we certainly can't seem to get this crude oil to really back away to any large extent. Every time it starts to look like maybe it wants to turn away, it runs right back up. We hit a high just shy of $120 a barrel last night in crude. Now we backed away since then. We're only up 18 cents right now. But, I think the bean market is going to be led with concerns about plantings out here. If the corn market's getting fired up, the beans are going to get fired up along with it, and you'll probably see beans be up 20 cents today.
Wheat a follower?
Oh, to some extent. I don't know. I'm not reading any concern about frost damage, and that was what I was worried about this morning when I got up and saw some of the weather readings in the northwest in particular. But that would be the one big shock that could hit the wheat market is if we'd end up getting some freezing temps in some of these areas out west.
And I suppose traders are also not expecting the cold headed our way to hurt the soft red winter wheat country.
Not the soft red, it doesn't appear, because I don't think we're going to get quite cold enough. But guys say they had 20s out in the Dakotas here this morning. So garden crops in some of the western areas have to be concerned about getting some damage due to the cold temps out here. They want to be covering some crops out there, or some flowers if you have flowers out.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock.
Well, you've had a nice run in the hog markets here. I still think you probably end up getting June hogs to trade above $78 at some point, at which point we're starting to see the funds come back in here. But my guess is they'll back off, and we'll see a setback in the hogs. But I tend to think you're going to have a solid day in hogs again today. I'd look for another good update myself. Cattle markets started to turn the corner. We're starting to see some more interest out there because people realize that the meats markets are undervalued compared to what the grains have done.
And we thank you very much, Brian. Thanks, have a David. Grand day today.
Have a good one. Bye.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana on the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853.